Good morning and welcome to Sunday Mornings with Love and Action with Ken Tuck of Love and Action Ministries in Dothan. This program is made possible by a generous gift from 231 Lemon Lot in Midland City and Enterprise. And now, here is Ken Tuck.
Happy Resurrection Day Sunday to you. I hope you are all having a good Sunday and you're celebrating the victory, the eternal victory that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has freely given us. And if you're not, I pray that after hearing today's message, you will call out to Jesus and you'll receive his forgiveness and realize what this resurrection day is all about. And it's all about Jesus. And we're going to talk about him today. And before we do, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, it's a day that is set aside to just worship you and thank you for the victory that you have given us. Lord Jesus, you're no longer in the grave. You arose and you live forevermore. God, my prayer is that we will celebrate you and your death and your resurrection every day, Lord. Not just one day a year, Lord, but every day. Lord, when we realize what you have done for us, Lord, we can't help but to celebrate, to thank you, to worship you, and to give you all of our praise. Lord, we love you. Thank you for the blood you shed for us. And thank you for offering us eternal life. Because you live, Lord, we can live. And we can live eternally with you. And I pray for those listening today, if they don't, Lord, if they just don't understand or they've never called out to you, they've just really haven't experienced you yet, I pray today's their day. Lord, today is the day they'll call out to you. So, Father, just have your way. And again, we love you. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I want to give a shout out to a fellow named Joshua. He wrote me a letter this past week, and it was such an encouraging letter. And Joshua, I just want you to know that I'm praying for you. And I just know God is going to do a mighty work through you and right where you're at. So God bless you, brother. And thank you again for that letter. Today, let's talk about Jesus, my favorite subject, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. And we know today is the day that if people are going to go to church, they're going to church today. And I'm thankful people are attending services today. They're hearing the gospel, and the gospel is good news. And that good news is that Jesus Christ is alive. He has risen, and he lives forevermore. The message we can often take for granted because we've heard it so much. But in reality, we can never hear it enough. And we don't need to take it for granted. We need to just have a thankful heart every day for Jesus. Thank him for what he has done for us. If we just stop and think about it, meditate on it, it'll just blow us away day after day after day that God gave his best, his one and only Son, for us. Do you deserve it? Do I deserve it? No, not at all. But that's how much he loves you. He loves me. He loves everyone because he sent Jesus to die on the cross to take our punishment, to take away our sin. Sin is disobedience to God, and we all have sinned. As a matter of fact, Romans 3:23, we read that, and the Apostle Paul wrote this, that all have sinned, every one of us, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And Paul goes on to write in verse 24, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. A substitute for us. That's what Paul is talking about there. Jesus was put forward as a substitute for us. You know, imagine if we were given a death sentence, as Jesus was. Jesus was given a death sentence, and it was immediate. They took him straight to the cross, and they nailed him there, and they killed him. Imagine if you had a death sentence and you are about to be executed, and then Jesus walks in and says, no, I'm going to take your place. Take my life instead. And that's exactly what Jesus did. We all deserve the wrath of God. We all deserve eternal punishment. But Jesus loves us so much that he took that penalty. He paid that price, a price that we can never pay. And he did that all for us, all because he loves us and he wants us to live eternally with you. And please listen to me today. If you are not a born-again Christian, if you are not a follower of Christ, just understand how much he loves you. Try to understand that. He loves you so much. And there's so much evidence that Jesus is who he said he was. And so much evidence for his resurrection. And he is alive. And he lives forevermore. And I can read verse after verse after verse to you. But you just need to have faith. Have faith in Jesus. You know, when I took that step of faith, and I decided to give my life to Jesus, he changed me. I know he's alive. I know he's real because what he's done in my life. You know, before I came to Jesus, I was living for myself. I was doing things that pleased me. I was doing drugs and chasing women and doing all the things that just seemed like it was so much fun to do at that time. But it was actually killing me. And I decided, you know what, I'm missing something in my life. All these things I'm doing is just not filling that void, if you will. And the night I called out to Jesus, I wasn't even at a church service, I was in my car. And I just called out to Jesus, and I asked him to forgive me. And I asked him to be my Savior, to be my Lord, and I surrendered to him that night and started following Jesus. And though I've been far from perfect, I know I have a Savior who loves me, who's the Lord of my life, and who has forgiven me of all my sins, all my stupidity, all my ignorance. He's forgiven me from everything. And so how can I not tell you about him? He has radically transformed my life to where I put others before me. And that's boasting in Christ, not in me, because trust me, only Jesus in me can make that happen. Because before Jesus, I was all about pleasing myself and putting myself forward as first and foremost. But Jesus is number one. Jesus is tops in my life. And he loves you that much that he took the penalty of death on a cross for you and me. And I just want you to try to grasp that today. And understand that. And I pray the Holy Spirit will reveal that truth to you today. And you just call out on him. Just any way that comes out of your mouth. Jesus, I'm going to give you a try. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I'm turning my life over to you. And just follow him. And how do you follow him? Well, you need to read the Bible. And start in the book of Luke and book of John and go into Acts. But you know what? If you're ready to take that step today, I encourage you to email me at ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. I'll be glad to show you the next steps, tell you the next steps. Call us at Love in Action at 334-494-4995, 334-494-4995. Jesus loves you, and he rose again to give you eternal life, to give me eternal life, to give all who believe. John 3:16, the most popular verse in all of the Bible, and really sums up the whole gospel in one verse. That's, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Believe, not perish, have everlasting life. That's an awesome promise. Those are all awesome promises. And they're true because they're God's word. And Jesus, he'd come to give us life. And we need life. I mean, it's not a really tough decision if you think about it. We can choose death, eternity, and hell, or we can choose Jesus, choose life, and have eternity with Him forever and ever in His presence. And to me, that's really a no-brainer. And don't think about a bunch of rules and regulations. No, it's about a relationship. Jesus fulfilled the law because we couldn't. He fulfilled the law, and He wants that relationship with you. You see, back in the beginning, you can go all the way back to Genesis. In the beginning, God created earth. And He created man, He created woman. And He created us after His own image, which the only creation that He did after His own image was what was us. That's how much He loves us. And He created Adam and Eve, and when you read about them being with God in the garden, it's such an awesome, beautiful scene. You know, they're walking with God, they're talking with God, they're having that relationship, father, son, and daughter relationship, and it's beautiful. And that's how God wants it to be with us. And we know Satan deceived Eve and Adam, and sin came into the world, and that broke the relationship between us and God. But then God sent His one and only Son to die for us so we can come back into fellowship, into relationship with God the Father. And Jesus rose again on the third day, sealing our fate if we just believe. If we just believe, we can live with Him forever and have that fellowship, that relationship with God the Father as God intended it to be way back at the beginning. You know, Jesus conquered death. He conquered sin. He conquered Satan. He did it all for us. And it's overwhelming if you would just think about it and meditate on it, that He would do that for us. That He would die for sinful people. You know, He died for those who nailed Him to the cross, who beat Him, who made fun of Him, who mocked Him, who put the crown of thorns on His head. He died for them too. He died for us all. If we just believe and follow Him, we will experience life here on earth, real life, because real life, and I've, through 52 years of living, I've lived the world's way, I've lived Ken's way, and I've lived God's way, and I'm telling you, God's way is the only way, and Jesus is the only way to the Father. And when we live for Him, we do experience true life here on earth. Then we get to live with Him forever and ever and ever, because one day this body's going to die. And I'm looking forward to the day when I see my Jesus face to face. And I can't even imagine how awesome it's going to be, but I know it's going to be beyond awesome. And to see the splendor of my God, words can't even describe what we're going to see that day when we see Him face to face, if we know Him. If we die without Him, that's a horrific place to be, because it's without Jesus, it's hell. And hell is real. Hell is being separated from God forever, and it's being tormented forever. And the Bible speaks a lot about hell, because God wants us to know that it's real and that it's a place we don't want to be. But heaven is where we want to be, and He made the way through His Son, Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through Him. Jesus is the way. If we go back to the book of Romans for a moment, we read where we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The free gift of God. We can't earn it. We cannot live a good enough life to earn salvation. God gives us the gift free. He freely forgives us. He freely cleanses us. He freely gives us eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we can't earn it. I could live a good life for the next 100 years, but that wouldn't earn me my ticket to heaven. No, only through Jesus, only through his redemptive work on the cross and the fact that God raised him from the dead. That's how I can receive eternal life. That's how you can receive eternal life. It's through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. And here's another piece of scripture that shows us how much Jesus loves us. God's word is just so awesome. I love reading his word. Let's turn to Romans chapter 5, and we'll start in verse 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. As I mentioned, he died for those who nailed him to the cross. He died for us all. And Paul goes on to write, continuing in verse 9, since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. Jesus saves us from the wrath of God. And that's, wow, that is just, again, beyond awesome. That's how much he loves us. We deserved the wrath of God, but Jesus took that for us, and he saved us from the wrath of God. And continuing in verse 10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received reconciliation. See, Jesus has reconciled us to the Father. He has saved us. He has given us the gift of salvation. He's forgiven us. He has set us free. He has done everything for us. Let me read some more scripture to you. Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to start in verse 4. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages we might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one can boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Man, there's so much in that scripture I just read. We could spend a whole nother program on that. But I want to zone in on verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. We got to have faith. Sometimes we don't understand everything. And I want to ask you this. How can we completely understand an infinite God? A God who's omnipresent, he's everywhere at all times. He created all things. He knows all. He sees all. And his thoughts, his ways are so much above ours. So we have to walk by faith. We have to take that leap of faith, if you will. We're saved by grace through faith. Paul writes here, it's not of our own doing. It is, again, it's a gift of God. It's not a result of works. We cannot do enough good works to earn salvation. It's not of works. We can't boast in what we do. But we can boast in Jesus Christ and for what he has done for us and what he does for us each and every day. I like what John MacArthur writes in his commentary about this verse, Ephesians 2, verse 8. He writes, faith and that not of yourself. That refers to the entire previous statement of salvation, not only the grace, but also the faith. Although people are required to believe for salvation, even that faith is part of the gift of God, which saves and cannot be exercised by one's own power. God's grace is preeminent in every aspect of salvation. Oh, the grace of God. the grace of God, that amazing grace we sing about, that beautiful hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. How much does Jesus love us? He loves us. He, as I said, he's given us his life. Let me take you back to the cross. There's Jesus. He's nailed to the cross. And there's thief on one side, a thief on the other side. One is really ridiculing Jesus, making fun of him. And the other one says, hey, guy, don't you realize who this is? And he calls out to Jesus, and it's an awesome scene. It's an awesome story that took place, that happened. It shows you his love. You know, that thief hanging on the cross, did he deserve salvation? No, just like you and I don't. But Jesus told him, after the thief said, Lord, remember me today when you enter into your kingdom. And Jesus says, today you'll be with me in paradise. And it's just an awesome moment. And I think the group Third Day, one of my favorite groups of all times, they capture this moment in such a powerful song. And I want to play this song for you. It's called Thief. And it's off their first album. But I want to play it for you and just listen to the words and just let it sink in to show you how much Jesus loves you.
I am a thief. I am a murderer. Walking up this lonely hill. What have I done? No, I don't remember. And no one knows just how I feel. And I know that my time is coming soon. It's been so long, oh, such a long time since I've lived with peace and rest. And now I am here at my destination, and I guess things work for the best. And I know that my time is coming soon. Oh, who is this man? Oh, this man beside me that they call the King of the Jews? No, they don't believe that he's the Messiah, but some deserve what I receive. Jesus, when your kingdom, could you please, please remember me? Yeah. He looks at me still holding on, and the tears fall from his eyes, and he says, I tell the truth. Today, you will live with me in paradise. Oh, yeah, yes, and I know
paradise is coming soon.
That is such a powerful song. It still moves me. It's been out for decades. It is still such a powerful song to me because it describes, from the thief's point of view, experiencing Jesus, calling out to Jesus, and Jesus telling him, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." And as the song ends, the thief is saying, "Paradise is coming soon." He knew he was going to be with Jesus. Do you know that? Do you have that comfort, that peace of knowing that if you were to draw your last breath today, that you would go to paradise, you would go be with Jesus and live with him eternally? You know, you can have that confidence, the confidence that it's only in Jesus, but you can have that blessed assurance today if you'll just call out to Jesus today. And I just want to just lead you in a simple prayer. And if you'll just pray this prayer, believe it in your heart, or just call out to Jesus, as I mentioned earlier, the best you know how. He's there. This isn't a magic formula. It's just a suggested prayer. But Romans 10:9 tells us if we confess Jesus as Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the grave, we shall be saved. And that's what we're doing with this prayer. So pray along with me if you'd like to give your life to Jesus today. Pray, "Dear Father God, I come to you a sinner in need of your salvation. I know that I need you in my life, Jesus. And I want to ask you to forgive me for all my sins. I ask you to cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. Lord, I know I've messed up in this life. And I'm confessing that to you now. I repent and I turn to you. And I ask you, Jesus, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I give my life to you. I thank you for dying on that cross for me. I believe with all my heart that you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again. And as your word says, all who believe in you, Jesus, shall not perish but have eternal life. I believe, Jesus. I believe. And I thank you for saving me today. I thank you for forgiving me. I thank you for giving me eternal life. I ask you now to fill me with your Holy Spirit and to help me live for you day by day. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. And it's in your name I pray. Amen." I hope you prayed that prayer today if you've never given your life to Jesus. And if you did, please contact me. You can call us at Love and Action at 334-494-4995. Please leave a message. We will call you back. I will call you back. 334-494-4995. Or email me at ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. Well, we're out of time today. Thank you for joining us. Just know Jesus loves you, and let's celebrate him and let's worship him because he is alive. Praise God. I pray that God bless you and keep you, that he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and may he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to Sunday Mornings with Love and Action with Ken Tuck from Love and Action Ministries in Dothan. This program is made possible by a generous gift from 231 Lemon Lot in Midland City and Enterprise. To find out more about Love and Action Ministries, go to their website, loveandactionministries.com, or on Facebook.